troll indicted.
Jury selection for Trump is proving to be difficult because it's hard to find impartial jurors on the planet Earth. I'm Bridget Fettesy, and this is your dumpster fire for the week of April 13th to April 18th. The only way you will find impartial jurors is if you go to indigenous tribes and get people who have never had contact with humans. It will be just a jury of 12 pygmies. Or like the people who live like the Unabomber and have no contact with the outside world whatsoever. Although I do think the Unabomber was pretty hip to what was going on, even though he wasn't online. He was a mixed bag, that feisty old man. He was a little wacky, Uncle Ted. What you're going to end up with is just 12 liars. Who is the perfect juror for this Trump? I think it's me. I don't love him or hate him, but I do find him hilarious.
I think you might be like the only person who doesn't love him or hate him.
Everyone has an opinion about this guy that's really extreme and radicalized. It would be funny if Trump could judge the jurors like he was at a beauty pageant. Like, your eye is misshapen. Your titty is hanging too low. Left titty too hard. I can see your labia. I can't do a very good Trump. I can see her labia. I was like, would they just move this case to Zimbabwe? And my husband was like, he's huge in Zimbabwe too. And he's right. I do remember those like parades they had for him there. Literally the only people who don't have opinions on Trump are people who have never seen outside humans. That's how huge this guy is. Huge. And loved and hated. Here's the thing, guys. We all caught Trump herpes in 2016. And ever so often there's a flare up and we're just going to have to deal with it. He's like herpes of the mind. You just, we're never going to be rid of him. Even when he dies, people aren't going to think he's dead. It's going to be QAnon coming back like Jesus. There are going to be stories about him, myths about him written that he's returning as our savior.
There's going to be AI versions of him.
There will be AI versions of him. We will all be in the metaverse at that point, so we won't know if it's real. We might be in the metaverse right now. The best case for the fact that we're living in the metaverse is that Trump will never go away. And it is. It's herpes of the mind. We all caught it in 2016. It's going to flare up and we're just going to have to ride it out. Dumpster Fire hopes to be the Valtrex for your Trump herpes. Join us at Fettesy.com where you can support this show. The unedited version of Dumpster Fire, where you can see how the sausage is made, drops days before, and that is all.
It's not all. Don't say that.
You can log out now. Go touch grass. Don't watch the show.
Stop paying any attention to
me. My message is get offline and stop paying attention to me, even if it puts me in the poorhouse. You get access to lots of things at Fettesy.com, and we appreciate the support for this show. It's the little dumpster fire that could. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and touch my bells and buttons. Tell your friends about us. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to beg for viewers. All right, guys. I'm just not that kind of girl. I'm very Gen X. I do not care. I understand you don't want to watch us. If you do want to watch us, I don't care. I really believe that people spread what they love. Which is why no one knows about us.
We have a new category. F around and find out.
F around and find out. FAFO, as they say online. A pro-Palestinian protester threatened the city council of Bakersfield, and now she is reaping the consequences.
You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself. I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. And for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors? We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. This is a Bakersfield. I'm not exactly sure what you thought was happening here. This is what happens when you say in real life the things that you say online. It looks like someone realized They can't go into a government building and threaten to kill elected officials.
A deputy public defender entered not guilty pleas on Patel's behalf to 8 counts of threatening a public official and 10 counts of making terroristic threats.
You're going to jail.
I don't blame her, though. She's been led to believe that you can get away with this kind of escalating violent rhetoric and suffer no consequences from it. We literally burned down cities in 2020. So she's seen evidence that there's no consequences. Like, I'm sorry, Miss Patel, what do you think this is, San Francisco? Where you can just get away with shooting up and carjacking and then threatening to kill an elected official on his way into the city building that he works at?
Yeah.
No, this is Bakersfield. Bakersfield, California. For those of you who don't know Bakersfield, I left some hot pants there once back in 2012. And let me tell you, that's not a city I would ever return to get my hot pants. There's really no way to explain Bakersfield other than to just say it's a great place to get meth and watch porn on your way to Los Angeles if you're a trucker. It's also kind of a red part of the state of California. You can't go 9-year-old playing Call of Duty on a public official. You can't even get away with this shit on X. What do you think? This is Facebook?
Now I see you're trying to use your style over mine.
Not so confident anymore, are you, commie? This will teach all the other Bakersfield commies, all 6 of you, to watch what you say. You can't say that in public, guys. Gen Z learns about consequences.
Patriarchy so crafty.
Trans women will be protected under the misogyny laws in Scotland. And if you're wondering what the definition of the word fetishy is, it is exactly this. It's when the world is beyond parody and nothing makes sense and everything hurts your brain because we live in the moral upside down. How is a misogyny law going to protect those women who are put in jail with men now? Please explain this to me. I don't understand. How is the misogyny law going to protect the women who are speaking out for women's spaces and they get called bigots and thrown in jail for hate speech? It's beyond parody, guys. We live in the upside down. I love, again, our Lord and Savior J.K. Rowling was going off about this and how ridiculous it is. And she's right. What is the point of a misogyny law if it inevitably ends up protecting men? Uh-huh. It is bonkers. Uh-huh. How can we just sit around and not call this out for women? This is women's fault. I'm sorry. I blame the women for this. I mean, I blame the men too, because there's a lot of men who are really pushing this. Obviously, it's in their benefit. It's like the pill. This is like one of those things that it is a little bit weird where you're going to see just the ramifications of this like decades down the road when, you know, women are in burkas all over the world because we just let men take over all of our spaces again. This is what Helen Joyce said when she was on Walk-In's Welcome. Again, you should be watching and listening to that podcast. If you did, you would have a very good idea of how we got to where we are and why we are here, because I've been interviewing people about this topic for 5 years now.
And the funny thing about this one, well, it's not funny at all, it's horrific, is it breaks things in exactly the place where they're meant to work. If you are a women's rights organization and you decide that men can be women, it doesn't just break you as in you go and do some random other stuff or you become useless. You actually become a men's rights organization.
Right.
You turn through 180 degrees and you work back against your actual founding principles.
Like, Scotland might be lost. I'm not exactly sure what's going on over there. We've talked about this too, but this is why free speech is very important. And if you hear anyone who's speaking against free speech, you should write them off immediately as someone not to be taken seriously at all in any context, because they do not understand how important it is to have free speech. Because look at Scotland and Ireland and Canada and Australia. Now let's check the weather with Andrea Canchola.
Favorecen todavía temperaturas cálidas y lo podemos ver. Para Hermosillo llegamos a máximas de 37 grados Celsius, condiciones de cielos despejados.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, touch my bells and buttons, tell your friends, do the things that make you happy in life. I just want people to know that they're not crazy. You are not alone in this world of feeling like you're crazy. There are many of us who feel like we're losing our minds, who are just normal common sense people out there wondering why people are plotting for these insane things like men in women's prisons. You're not alone. You're not alone. And if we eventually get silenced, you can find us on Substack, who I love that company because they do protect us. And we will be there as well. This is why you should support us and sign up at Fedacy.com.
Siri, please take my life.
The world's first AI beauty pageant will be taking place. I don't know what kind of weird thing we've stumbled into now. It says that they will be judged on beauty, tech, and clout. Which basically tells you everything you need to know about where we are headed as society. We will only be judged in the future on how beautiful we are, how close to appearing like a normal human we are, and how much clout we have on the internet. Does she have six fingers on one hand? Does she have a dick? Because that's what you need to win a beauty pageant these days.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
In this AI contest, there is a panel of judges who are a mixture of real humans and AI judges. AI influencers who are already making way more money than us, by the way.
Yeah.
Because they're beautiful and perfect and we can't compete with that. We're just crazy people in a garage. Do the AI judges have to identify all the bicycles before they are allowed to log in and judge? Girl, you must be a GPU because I need some water coolant. Better Fedacy came up with that
one. Only the nerds will get that one.
I understood that reference.
We're just trying to appeal to the nerds.
I do appeal to the nerds, even though I'm not really a nerd. I'm a dork, not a nerd. I mean, personally, I think this might be a good thing, the AI girlfriend, for the incel killers. They need somebody to have a relationship with, even if it's fake. I feel like unfuckable hate nerds might dial it down and not be so hateful if they are just spending all their time in a fake relationship with a beautiful AI chick.
Do you want to get a paper out and earn some extra cash?
No thanks, Dad. I'd rather make out with my Monrobot.
I don't know that it's great for the human, you know. I think it might end up causing our extinction, but at least there might be less school shootings.
Don't date robots!
Oh, right. You've probably already heard of Bone Charge, the holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Their extensive range of premium wellness products helps you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. Getting older sucks. I've been noticing wrinkles, fine lines, sunspots. I don't want to do a ton of intervention on these things. Red light therapy has been reviewed in over 4,000 peer-reviewed studies. Not one has shown any negative side effects. I've been using their red light face mask, and it is incredible. It's got near infrared and red light, and you can switch between them or use both at the same time, which is what I prefer to do. Other problems the red light face mask helps with are sore jaw, eczema, migraines, acne. I have seen a noticeable difference in my fine lines and wrinkles and even my sunspot. My skin looks younger and glowing. They have lots of other products that are fantastic that you should check out on their website. Go to bonecharge.com/Bridget and use the coupon code Bridget to save 15% off. That's bonecharge.com/Bridget. Use coupon code Bridget to save 15% off. Link in the description below.
Dumpster diving.
What's next in the dumpster? John Bobbitt loses more body parts as his toes had to be removed because he got something from contaminated camp water. What did he get?
Toxic peripheral polyneuropathy.
How is it possible that this man lacks more body parts? Now he's going to have to do devotee porn. It's just weird. It feels very 90s to have the Bobbitts and OJ in the news in the same week.
Yeah.
This is like flashing me back to my youth. I'm wearing a flannel t-shirt, drinking Jack Daniels in the back of a truck.
Smoking a cigarette,
which is objectively cool.
Where has that girl gone?
I'm telling you, she'll be back during the post-apocalyptic. Maybe that's why I secretly root for the post-apocalypse, because then it won't matter anymore. And I'll just be like, give me whatever whiskey we can find and get some cigarettes. I used to have a pack of cigarettes for the post-apocalyptic world just laying around. Wow. We have this like 5-pound thing of coffee that's been expired for 5 years. And my husband was purging and he's like, I'm getting rid of this. It's been expired. It's like air sealed. I'm like, no, it's still good. We're going to need it in the apocalypse. He's like, oh my God, you are a fucking crazy person. What are we going to barter with this? I was like, yeah. He's like, no one's going to care about coffee in the apocalypse. I'm like, this is where you're wrong.
No, coffee will be like gold. I was helping my parents purge their pantry once when I was home, and they had one of those like old school drip coffee things.
We have that.
They had like two or three.
I have it.
Mom was like, all right, we can get rid of two, but save one. I was like, for the apocalypse? She was like, yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those. He's like, I'm getting rid of this and this. And I was like, no, that's for the apocalypse. He's like, oh my God. How do you not have more Patriot supply sponsors on this show?
That's true.
Beyond me.
All right, then we have a woman. Are we covering this? Wheeled a corpse into a bank and tried to get him a loan.
As disturbing as this video was about the woman in Brazil using a corpse to try and get a loan, it is a perfect representation of America right now.
Yeah, that's true. Jesus, it's a deeply disturbing parallel.
It really is. Here's our corpse president trying to get a loan.
And his aides are like, here, sign here. And they put their hand on his and like
move. And they're like, oh, here, Mr. Biden, we need to get into the restricted access war zone. And they just use his finger to like activate the finger palette thing, scan thing.
Oh, my God.
The finger palette scan thing. As you can tell, I am a person familiar with the Department of Defense tactics.
Security measures. Breaking Bridget.
A trans runner at a high school in Oregon was allowed to compete against women and completely obliterated them.
In 7 for Oregon Episcopal, Abby Wilson. Out very well is Gallagher and McDaniel in lane 2. We're going to see Gallagher later on in the relays. Great knees, great drive.
Everything about this makes me want to have a stroke. First of all, how did we get here? This is the South Park episode.
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman.
What the hell? I get that it's Oregon and you guys are all like living in Portlandia still, whatever. But this is so ridiculously obvious. It is like Dash running against normal humans. He doesn't even slow up. The trans runner isn't even trying to get a tight second to make it look like it's fair.
Make it close.
Second. Just embarrasses these women completely. And the thing that kills me more than almost anything is that the announcer has to be like, great knees, great drive. Excuse me, sir, have you no shame? I know you don't. I know you've been bullied into thinking that this is something that's fair and you have to announce this like it's a normal race. It's so ridiculous. How demoralizing would this be for a woman to train and then train and train and train physically and then get blown out of the water by an average, mediocre male who's competing? It's not fair. It's just not. We created women's sports so that there would be some semblance of a competition. This is not a competition.
No.
This is not a competition. We can't call this a competition anymore.
Gallagher, the victory here in section number one. 25-49.
This is nonsense.
No, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I know this. And here's another unfair thing. And I know that life isn't fair, but this is ridiculous. This is embarrassing. It's going to have to fall on a generation of women and parents and coaches and all kinds of people to take a hit for the team and just refuse to partake in these competitions, which are a farce because they're not competitions. You're just gonna have to sit it out. I'm sorry. It's not right. It's embarrassing that we're even here, but this is the only way things are going to change is if enough people just sit it out. This would be like watching Michael Jordan dunk on little people. This is what it felt like. This is like watching Mike Tyson knock a woman out. It's so wrong. It is wrong. You know it's wrong. There's people who are telling you this is fair and right and calling you a bigot for that's the other thing that makes me bonkers is that you will get called a bigot, which is why this has even gone this far. If you happen to point out that this is wrong and unfair to all of those girls who are demoralized because it's like, the trans runner blows across and then you're just like do waiting for the women to come up from behind. It's like few seconds and seconds. Oh God. If you don't see it like this, you are part of the problem. I'm sorry. You're not gonna be on the right side of history on this either. It's just
no, this inevitably, is going to end.
It's going to end. It's going to end badly. It's on its way to ending. It's something that we will hopefully look back on with remorse and embarrassment and shame, although I doubt that because no one has any shame and feels any remorse anymore. So maybe not. Maybe you will be on the right side of history and I will be the one in the gulag. All right, folks, it's been another fun week of sliding and boiling slowly into dystopia. Join us at Fetisee.com to get the unedited version of Dumpster Fire and everything else we do. Thank you to everyone who helps make Dumpster Fire possible. You can follow them on their social media. Their links are in the description below. Thank you to our sponsor, Bone Charge. Mother's Day is coming up. Get your mom the gift that keeps on giving, relaxation, and 10 minutes alone. And now to cleanse your palate, the internet is glorious.
Oh no, sorry, I can't hang out tonight. I have plans to get in bed at 9 p.m. telling myself that I'm going to read for a few hours and get really far into my book only to pick up my phone and go for a quick scroll that turns into a 3-hour doom scroll and makes me extremely angry at myself for wasting all of my reading time doing something that I wasn't even enjoying.
I hurt myself today.
I don't run to get ready for bikini season. I run so that in the year 2030, when I'm locked out of my electric car for having a bad social credit score, I can get outside the 15-minute city limits and escape the United Nations robocops that are after me for having a steak after I've reached my CO2 limit.
I want you to know that I've smoked pot.
Remember, life is absurd. Don't take yourself so damn seriously. We're here to poke fun at the absurdity of all of it and laugh with you, hopefully while the world doesn't burn, even if it is burning. This has been your Dumpster Fire for the week of April 13th to April 18th. I'm Bridget Fetisee. Now make me rich so I can redo my set, please.
Bridget wants to burn down the Dumpster Fire set.
I'm going to do a video where it's just me burning the Dumpster Fire set.
And the unicorns dance while the world burns, world burns,
world burns.